तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्ति।
चैप्टर वर्सेस 1 एंड 2 ऑफ चैप्टर 15, जस्ट टू वर्सेस। दिस इज
चैप्टर,
दिस इज चैप्टर,
ओके।
श्रीभगवानुवाच ऊर्ध्वमूलमदशाकम् अश्वत्थम् प्राहुरव्ययम् छन्दांसि यस्य पर्णानि यस्तं वेद स वेदवित्। श्रीभगवानुवाच ऊर्ध्वमूलमदशाकम् अश्वत्थम् प्राहुरव्ययम् छन्दांसि यस्य पर्णानि यस्तं वेद स वेदवित्। अधश्चोर्ध्वम् प्रसृता सस्य शाखाः गुणप्रवृद्धा विषयप्रवालाः अधश्च मूलानि सन्ततानि कर्मानुबन्धीनि मनुष्यलोके अधश्चोर्ध्वम् प्रसृता सस्य शाखाः गुणप्रवृद्धा विषयप्रवालाः अधश्च मूलानुसन्ततानि कर्मानुबन्धीनि मनुष्यलोके।
This chapter begins with Shri Krishna talking. Some chapters Arjuna ask questions and Shri Krishna replies. Some chapters Krishna understands Arjuna's state of mind and continues. So here Shri Krishna talks and says, he talks about inverted people tree. It is not inverted. The way it is described, it looks appears like it is inverted.
Then ऊर्ध्वमूलम् अधःशाखम् अश्वत्थम् प्राहुम् अव्ययम्। They talk about, they speak of the imperishable Ashwatha tree, giant fig tree with root above, urdhva mulam. Mulam means root. And root above, urdhva mulam. Above, at the higher level. Root is at the higher level and the branches are below. So when you visualize it, it's upside down. But what we need to understand is, we have put the branches above and the root below. I gave the example last week, if you remember. When the world enters you, your retina inverted. Then wo invert karke abhi aap aisa dekh rahe. You understand? So what is happening is, from the Brahman, the Moolam here is singular. Next verse, Moolani, plural. So which talks about Vasanas? In this verse only Moolam, singular. So Moolam is above. The cause is always above. We always put the parents above, the teacher above. Like that, this world, the actions have come from Brahman. So that Brahman is above, and from that Brahman, this world, the activities have come. That's all it's saying here. So, urdhva mulam adashakam. Adashakam means branches. Branches here is equated to activities, actions. Your actions come from what? Desires. Desires come from thoughts. And thoughts come from vasanas. So, the vasanas come from Brahman. And that vasana produces activity, branch. Now, whose leaves are hymns of Vedas? Leaf is the most essential aspect of a tree. What did we talk about last week? It is involved in the chlorophyll, photosynthesis, the oxygen and everything goes into, the whole thing goes into the tree, the nourishment, not oxygen, the nourishment goes into the tree because of the leaves. Similar, and that is what is sustaining that tree. Therefore, he is comparing that leaves to karma kanda, the rituals, the karmas that you do in life. Chandas, the karma, the rituals portion is what he talks as Veda. Chandamsi asya parnani. Parnani means leaves. The chandas is nothing but the Veda. Vedas are nothing but the karma kanda. Through the karma do you sustain the samsara. So this big tree of Ashwatha is compared to samsara. Samsara means life. Right? The whole life is compared. So the root of which is what? Brahman. And the branches are the activities. And it is sustained by the karma kanda portion. And then one who understands this, he who gains that wisdom of Veda, he knows that. He who knows that gains wisdom of Veda. The Vedantin person stands apart, understands the whole thing fully. He understands fully, he sees this fully, he will never get involved. Many of us are only seeing the activities. We don't see the root. And when you don't see the root, what happens? You get involved in the activities. When you get involved in the activities, you sustain the samsara even more. You have more and more power because you all go by the manifest. But one who stands apart, understands and sees the whole thing, when he sees the whole thing, would he be involved in the reflection? He will not be involved in the reflection anymore. So such a person is the tattvavit. Next verse. Adashchotvam prasutastasya shakaha. Adashchotvam prasutastasya shakaha. Guna pravrtha vishaya pravalaha. Adashchamulanyanusantatani. Karmanu bandini manushya loke. Adashchotvam prasutastasya shakaha. Guna pravrtha vishaya pravalaha. Adashchamulanu santatani. Karmanu bandini manushya loke. Its branches spread below and above, nourished by the gunas, qualities. Now, every individual has sattva guna, rajo guna, tamo guna. If an individual is propelled by sattva guna, his activities are turned upward. If he is propelled by rajo guna, it stays in the middle. If it is propelled by tamo guna, he deteriorates, goes downward. So propelled by each one's gunas, he says the branches, meaning the activities, if some go upward, some go middle, some go below. Its branches, mulani. If you see here, he's talking about roots. So when he says root, singular, roots, plural. Plural, he is talking about vasana. So he says, its branches spread below and above, nourished by the gunas, with buds as sense objects. Buds grow and become as branches. And sense objects draw the human beings into activity. Therefore, he compares the buds to the sense objects. And then he says, roots stretch below. He is now talking about the secondary roots. If you see the Ashwatha tree, it's a primary root. And the secondary roots. The secondary roots are the ones which goes and clings to the earth and holds the tree. Similarly, how this samsara cycle of birth and death is filled by your vasana, your karma, your vasana. By you constantly acting in sattva, rajas, tamas, you create sattvic, rajasic, tamasic vasana respectively. And the sattvic, rajasic, tamasic vasana make the samsara solid, make it continue. That's all he's saying. So there, they stretch below, the roots stretch below as actions binding many in the world. You are bound in the world. Punarapi janam, punarapi maranam. Again action, again, run. Acquire, die. Again, acquire, die. Why am I acquiring? What am I acquiring? Why am I running like this? No. If I tell you to stop and think, you will say, sir, if I stop, other fellows are running. Tell the other fellows to stop. Because if I stop, they will run. And when they run, they are covering more distance. I will be at loss. So, let them stop, then I will stop. No, this is not going to happen. You understand? To really, if you want to better your life, you ready to Dharasa, whether you want to go to Moksha, as a far fetched thing, even in life, you have to follow 3 R's. The 3 R's are, first R is retreat. Second R is reflection. Third R is recasting your thoughts. Now, this is something, this is the main thing for education. Education ought to make a man or woman think for himself or herself. And when you think for yourself, you decide the course of life. Today you are being led. Running for what? What for? No, I am not saying don't go. Vedanta doesn't say don't get married. Vedanta doesn't say don't get children. Vedanta doesn't say don't go to college. Do everything. Have you thought about it? Have you casted your life or somebody else is casting it? The choice of your clothes, everything. So first thing, today all you need to do is, okay, whatever has happened till then you can't change it. You understand? Now all you need to do is take a step backwards. Stop. First stop. Sit down and reflect. Think. Why am I doing this? What for? For whose sake am I doing this? What is the tamasha going on here? If I stop and think, then I will recast my living life. Do I need so many cupboards, so many wardrobes? For what? Everything. You will be recasting your life. Life becomes clearer and simpler. Cobweb is gone. It's like, one day you sit down, take your handbag out, take your handbag out, empty the whole thing, then check, lot of unnecessary stuff is there, put them in the kachara. Only the stuff that you require, put them back. We don't do this. We are going on collecting kachara, which is so busy. That is what he is saying. Roots are stretching below, above, between, and running, collecting vasanas. And they are solidly keeping this samsara. This suffering vasanas are there. Means what? Potential and fulfillment. Therefore you are continuously insecure. So it is got nothing to do with how much you collect. It is to do with how much vasanas you collect. Remember that formula that we talked about. Happiness is equal to number of desires fulfilled in the numerator. Denominator is number of desires entertained. Not left, entertained. So you may be fulfilling 1,000 desires, but 20,000 desires create for you. So 1,000 by 20,000. Your happiness quotient becomes 1 by 20. So the art of living is, when you will fulfill the desires you should also make sure that you don't increase the denominator, the number of desired entities.
Right. So this Vasana, which is called as ignorance, he says it actually come from Brahman. How? I explained this last week, again I repeat this. There is Mr. Banerjee. Or take the example of rope, desert rope. The potential of not understanding rope exists in rope. The potential of not understanding rope as rope is in rope. Correct? Potential. The fact that the rope is existing, the potential of not understanding exists. This is what we believe, saying Ishvara and Brahman, Maya. Maya exists in Ishvara. Okay? Now, the moment non-apprehension, which is the potential, is there, from that, the misapprehension of snake comes. Not understanding rope as the rope brings about the misunderstanding of snake. Okay. Now, the misunderstood snake should have the qualities of the rope. You cannot misunderstand boulder as a snake. You misunderstand boulder as an elephant, But you can't misunderstand boulder as a snake. What are the qualities of snake? 5 feet long, 3 inches thick, black in color, coil. What are the qualities of rope? 5 feet long, 3 inches thick, black in color, coil. So the qualities of snake, rope, has mirrored itself as snake due to the non-understanding or non-apprehension of the rope as rope produces the misapprehension of the snake. Similarly, there is Brahman. The potential of not understanding Brahman as Brahman exists in Brahman. The non-apprehension of Brahman then further produces misapprehension of the world. What is the world made up of? Time, space, causation. Time is eternal. Space is all-pervading. Causation is endless. What are the qualities of Brahman? Eternal, all-pervading, endless. So the eternal, all-pervading, endless Brahman has mirrored itself as time, space, causation, the world. So, from Brahman, the root, the vasanas, the roots come about. Okay. And from the roots, the gunas come about. And when you, out of ignorance, identify with vasanas, identify with gunas, you are acting propelled by the gunas. And when you are acting propelled by the gunas, you are strengthening the roots, the vasanas. Therefore, again and again, the samsara continues. The samsara becomes strong. This is what you do. Now this solid seeming tree, samsaric tree, which is avyaya, avyaya means? It's going eternally. Huh? Now, is this tree impossible to be destroyed? He says, no, it is possible. But you have to use the right instrument to bring the tree down. And that instrument is non-attachment. Viveka. Viveka will come to you when? When this mad running stops. Pele, mad running stops. You understand? Fellow who is running madly, there is no Viveka for him. He is seeing, it's very nice, offer are New Year offer. New Year ke baad 10% jada ho jata hai. Your advertising, right? In many things. You know 10% jada ho jata hai. Just because to save that 10%, you cannot afford something. You go for a loan of 10% and buy that. Now what have you got in samsara? Because the sight of a foolish heart inflames. We long for discounts inflames. Discounts in newspapers. And the moment you see that,
your heart. You understand? Now I'm trying to explain with the worldly example. Otherwise, in the samsara, all theoretical. How you are actually getting. So now, okay, let them all run. Okay, they all run. You just stop temporarily, you stop, have a glass of water. Breathe and relax, then you see, correct. Sit down and calculate. And you say, oh, it makes sense. It really makes sense. You know, I read an article in Times of India a few years ago. He actually proves that except for one or two reasons which only few people have, otherwise to own a car is mad disease. He proves it. Say, like you are buying a car, let's say for like some 10 lakhs, 1 million rupees. And if you put it in the bank, this is the interest it produces. Instead, if you buy the car, the moment you drive the car from the showroom, depreciation starts. The amount comes down. It's actually going down. And then on top of it, you're spending this much for the petrol. And then this much for the maintenance. This much for the insurance. Right? And if you have to add, if you are doing all the nonsensic driving, then chalans. Okay? After that, if you add, then finally, driver cost. Right? All that if you add, then he says, you hire a car with the driver. This much money. How much you travel the kilometers, let's say 10,000 kilometers in a year. 10,000 into how much? You calculate, and then after 5 years, your 10 lakhs would have become 4 lakhs or 5 lakhs. Whereas here the 10 lakhs will be there, with interest and little more money, he says, you actually gain this much. Now, I'm only giving you an example. Except for certain emergencies, like immediately if you need a car to go to hospital or something, and certain reasons like that. Otherwise, especially nowadays in the modern world, you get it in 5 minutes, 3 minutes, 10 minutes, sometimes you might have to wait. So he's proving it there. So what you need to understand is, if you stop and think, you will not get caught. Let's say you have extra money, quite a lot, then you bought it, different. But how do we really get caught? Because you don't
think.
Stop and think. Why you don't stop and think? Your mind is part of the desire, it's running. That mind which is running so fast, that goda, oh goda ko rokna, bahut zaruri hai. So in the, it's one of the most fascinating verses in the Keno Upanishad. Verse number 4, mantra number 4 of part 2 in Keno Upanishad. He says, Prati Bodha Viditam Matam Amrutatvam Hi Vindate Atmana Vindate Divyam Vidyaya Vindate Prakam. I'll explain to you what it means. He says, you got to see that Atma in each and every experience. Realizing Atma is not an experience. Like you sit in meditation, you get an experience. Mere ko do ghanta ka samadhi mila. Do ghanta samadhi mila agar ho gaya. Then it is not realization. It is mind creating something. It is not an experience. It is in each and every experience. Prati bodha viditam matam amrutatvam hi vindate. You have to see each and every experience. The consciousness is behind every experience. You got to see it in each and every experience. And if you want to see it in each and every experience, what will happen if I see it? I'll become amruta, immortal. But immortal, how you become? I explain. But for that, what do you have to do? He says, Atmana vindate viryam. First conquer thyself. Conquer thyself, I'll explain to you with your day-to-day example. Immediately you'll understand if I give you that example. Which means, when you go to bed and set an alarm clock, get up at 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, whatever in winter, you should set it up without snooze. Now you got the message, no? You're setting with snooze means what? You have not conquered the mind. Means what? Now, the snooze, the problem is,
Everybody has to be disturbed every 10 minutes, every 5 minutes.
Set an alarm, you get up, meet your mind is under your control. So first he says, Atmana Arindate Viryam. By conquering the mind, you get that Viryam. That Viryam, that Tapobalam, is important for you to do Viveka. Then, Vidyaya, such a person can take knowledge, think. Vidyaya, Vindate Amrutam. He reaches Amrutam. That's why you need to start, you need a place. So when you go to ashram and all, the idea is that everybody is not talking about the world and this and that. All the time now, everybody is saying, oh, he's bought that house, he's bought that industry, he's bought this. You're constantly thinking and you are running, running, mind is running. So now what you cannot stop and Viveka is not there. And therefore he says, Atmana Vindate Viryam. So that's why we say, first tapas. It's impossible without tapas and controlling the mind. Viveka nahi aayega, intelligence aayega. You will be understanding this verse and this and that. You can quote either have words, either have. But in life, the goal of mind is running, galloping. When that is galloping, you are not able to discriminate. Before you realize, you are pushed. With hopeless wish, one looks and lingers, one breaks the glass and cuts his fingers. But they whom truth and wisdom lead, Gora Koroke, can gather any from a weed. The sight of a foolish heart inflicts. So what is happening? The moment I see, the mind gallops. Are you with me? So now what do I have to do?
Stop running.
They control your senses. You forgot?
No, everything you forgot. In the fourth chapter, we studied 12 yajnas. You remember? You can go back to your recordings, you can go back and listen to it. In the 12 yajnas, I said, Brahma yajna, Deva yajna. Namayajna, Vishaya Bhoga Yajna, Shama Yajna. Dhamma Yajna and Shama, Vishaya Bhoga Yajna. What are they? Dhamma means control. Right? Vishaya Bhoga Yajna. Two Yajna. After that, Shama Yajna. Dhamma means controlling your senses from certain things. That is also important. And taking your senses to certain things which are allowed. Vishaya Bhoga. There are certain Vishaya your senses can contact. Certain Vishaya your senses should
withdraw.
When you do that, then Shamaya mind control. Thereafter, mind, supposing you are sitting in the, what do you call this, study room to do group study. This group study is the majority places, I don't know everywhere, the majority places is definitely nonsense. Right, they are going to get distracted. Now you are sitting and studying in a room, all cricket stars, picture, photos are there, movie actors, photos are there, all kinds of things are there, distractions. Are you with me? Now, if you have not controlled your mind to that extent, obviously your mind will see that, go into that, this, then you will be distracted. Therefore, first you need to give an environment to your mind, to your senses, which are conducive for the goda to not gallop. You understand? But what do? We don't do that. Then you say, sir, I've been studying since the day you started. The 15th chapter has come. Kuch nahi hua. Kaisa hoga? Kuch nahi hoga. Intellectually, you may be understanding. But life mein kyun kuch nahi ho raha hai? Dama and shama, kaun karega? Teacher will come and do for you. You understand? So therefore, you understand, Atmana Vindate Viryam. Then, you see your correct sense, you come back to
senses, then you take the right decision. So therefore, how do you cut this samsara with the act of non-attachment? He's going to talk about that in the next verse. And for that, first you have to viveka. For that, you need to have to practice karma yoga, bhakti yoga, and jnana yoga. Slowly the intellect will become sharp. First you have to have a spiritual lifestyle. I'm not talking about religious lifestyle. It's important. Are you with me? Otherwise, you are going to be feeding the mind. So, even if you are not in the bar, your mind is going to alcohol. Now imagine if you are in the alcohol, in the bar, what level? Mind is now running towards alcohol without being in the bar. Now when you are in the bar, then what level? This is the thing. That is why we say that first step is extremely important. The tapovalam will make you think. Whichever field, industrialist, same thing. And if you go to students, same thing. Every field, everybody running. Mind is running. If you don't stop it, it's a big problem. And today with modern games and all that, they cater to the mind. Challenge number 1, 2, 3, 20, challenge number 25,000, that fellow is there now. When you will go to play with him, he can't take it, you're so slow. His mind is running like that. You understand what I'm trying to say? It's extremely difficult. It's going nowhere. So that is why here you see this, the vasana, the sense objects. The sense objects draw the vasanas to action. And then that binds. You remember, vasana, thought, desire, action. And then if you remember in your notebook, I drew that picture. From action again comes vasana. That's what he's saying. The root stretch below is action, binding mankind to the world. Once you are bound, again vasana, again action, again vasana, again action. Punarapi jananam, punarapi maranam, punarapi janani, chatavi. So you think that last 10,000 when I get, I will stop. The last 10,000 when you get, what you will say? 10,000 ka value kam ho chuka hai, inflation ke wajah se. In other words, when they say the car value from January is going to increase, everywhere I am seeing this advertisement now, before I am giving the example. So car value is going to increase this what? With the 10 lakhs you could have purchased that car. Next month, if you buy 3%, 3% means 30,000 rupees. So your 10 lakhs is worth only 9,70,000. 30,000? Less, short of buying. You understand what I'm trying to say? So now what happens? Oh, okay, that 30,000, that 20,000, that 10,000. It goes on and on and on. So that is what he's saying. It stretches below, holds the samsara, and you're lost in. So what do you have to do? Next verse. Narupamasyehatatopalabhyate Narupamasyehatatopalabhyate Namtona chade naca sampratishta Namtona chade naca sampratishta Ashvattamenam suvirudamulam Ashvattamenam suvirudamulam Asangashatrena dhridena chitva Asangashatrena dhridena chitva Narupamasyena tatopalabhyate Nampounasadevnaja sampratishta Ashvattamenam suvirudamulam Asangashatrena dhridena chitva its form is not perceived here as such, neither its end nor origin, nor clear foundation. This Ashwatha tree is so big. Similarly, the samsara is also so huge. How did it start? When it is going to end? The whole picture is not clear to anybody. Like Matthew Arnold says, life is an arrow, shot from darkness, flutters in light for a while, and disappears into darkness. See, this karma theory that we talk about also. So all this becomes bigger, faster. So that, how did that come? Because of another pastor. Then how did the first thing come? Because there is no answer. Then it explained that there is a fallacy in your question itself. Therefore, there is no answer to this. So you don't know where did you come from, where do you go, what is happening here, why we have to run like this, why we have to hold like this, what is the use, why nobody understands. So this form, neither the beginning nor the end. See, Brahman is beginningless, endless. World also is beginningless, endless. Samsara also beginningless, endless. Vasanas are also beginningless, endless. Therefore, the intellect is a product of the vasanas. Intellect cannot understand vasanas. Its form is not perceived. See, any experience is not possible without vasanas and without atma eliminating the experiencer. Is this clear? Any experience, is it possible without vasanas? Is it possible without the atma eliminating? Now, beginning means time. Correct? This class began at 11 o'clock. Beginning means time. Now, when do you get the concept of time in the second experience? First experience, there is no concept of time. Are you with me? You have an experience. So from here, from 11 o'clock we started the time, the class, 12 o'clock we ended, 1 hour. From first experience to second experience. Time is born in the second experience. But in the very first experience itself, vasanas was there. In the very first experience itself, atma was there. So it is even beyond time, beginningless. You understand? So, anadi, narupa hasya, this rupa is not known. When did it begin? We don't know. We can only finish it now. Kab shuru hua, kab tak jayega, kya hoga, kuch nahi samajh mein nahi aayega. Because actually it did not start. It started because, what happened, you were listening to my class, suddenly, the courage that you had in the morning started functioning. So little bit you dosed. and that half a second or 1 second, you created a samsara. And that samsara when I broke, I asked you how old are you in your dream? So, 35, 50, 70. 70? Achha. How old is your father? He is 95. How old is the world? After it is going on. Achha. Then something happens and you wake up. Now how old do you think that dream was? 2 minutes maybe. You understand? But when you were in the dream is eternal. When did this ignorance begin? You cannot say. It's eternal. Anadi. You can't understand. So that's why its form is not perceived here. Nor its end, nor its foundation. What one thing you can do? What? Wake up. Uske liye kya karna chahiye? Vivek hona chahiye. Acts of non-attachment hona chahiye. To cut the tree. Completely you must remove it. That is what? Having cut asunder this firmly rooted Ashwatha. Ashwatha menam suvi rooda moolam asanga satrena pridena chitva. So, with the acts of non-attachment. Sangha. So you have to become little detached with the world and Shastra Padna Chahiye. Tab aapka Viveka sharp hoga. With the sharp Viveka blade, aap samsar ko kaat sakte. Lekin wo karne ke liye pehla kya karna chahiye? Asanga. Which is what I was explaining to you. What? Atmana Vindate Virya. So how do you start? Every day, little bit. What you are doing on a Thursday, little bit you are withdrawing, and studying. Similarly, every day you should withdraw, little bit. Start like that. And then study, reflect, sharpen your saw. Then your capacity to withdraw becomes more. Why? Because the mind is not craving for the world. You are not against it. If you are against it, it still suffers in it. Remember, if you are running after the world, you are running away from the world, in either case, world is in your center of your thoughts. So therefore, running after is also not right, running away also not right. So now what happens is, you have no value for the world. Transactional purpose ke liye, aap contact karenge, koi problem nahi. You understand? So that is why it is asanga shatrena. So you have to become asanga anshastra. Then what happens? Your intellect becomes firm, sharp. With that firm intellect of non-attachment, you cut the sutra. You understand? That's what he's saying. Otherwise it's not possible. This is not possible. You will get bound, you will get lost. It's extremely difficult. So you, that is why I said 3 hours, remember. What are the 3 hours? Retreat means start, step backwards. Throw us a door, 3 steps backwards. Let them go run, okay, no problem. They want to run, let them run. Then reflect. Then recast your thinking. The recasted thinking will make your life recasted. Whole thing will be recasted. So why should I run like this? Madness. Madness never ends. Therefore, thereafter what happens is, you are now driving him. You mean? With your what? Approval. With your approval, you go there. With your approval, you come back. You are living your life. That is why in the next verse, the verse I quoted from Keno Upanishad. Uske baad the next verse, he says, Iha cheda veti data satyamasti. If you have lived according to the Vedas like this, then your life is satyam. Na cheti ha veti mahati vinashti. Otherwise, great loss. Bhuteshu bhuteshu vichitya dhiraha prityasma loka dhavrata pavanti. There is one wise person who thinks. Very rare. Who thinks. Otherwise everybody what is it? Can kill you. That is why it says asanga shastrena dhrena chitva. So its form is not perceived here as such, neither its end, nor origin, nor clear foundation. Having cut us under this firmly rooted Ashwatha giant fig tree with the strong acts of non-attachment. If you do not practice that non-attachment, your shastra will not go in. That is why in the end of the Gita I will point it out to you. He says, Sri Krishna says, idam te na tapaskaya. Don't give this knowledge to a fellow who doesn't do tapas. So connect all that. Why you don't give it to... It's not that Sri Krishna is like, you know, wanting you to do tapas. Because if you don't do tapas, it's knowledge like that. What will happen is, you would have understood all this, then what? You will be using these discussions in your kitty party.
Sripati Maharaj, you will talk about Purusha knowledge as well. You understand? But the desire ko aap rok nahi paaye. Then you are like that mule. Lot of gold bars are transported on the mule. So it is of no use to the mule. One more time. Before we go to the next verse, how this, see, once the viveka comes, awareness comes, see, always remember the other example I gave in the class. Sun and snow cannot coexist. Snow will be there only as long as the sun has not risen. When sun rises, snow melts. Can they coexist? The sun when it rises. Similarly, when you start thinking, questioning, awareness shuru ho gaya, the matlab. So, think about it. You will not follow anybody, including me. So if I am a true guru, I should make you think. Otherwise, I will be wanting more following. So what I will do? I will be spoon-feeding you so that you don't think. You will continue to be my follower. And the giraffe delivers the baby. It falls from the height, right? And the baby doesn't get up immediately. I read this somewhere. So you know what the giraffe does? It gives a tight kick to this small one. And then again it does one more. Then it gets up. Because giraffe has to make the young one ready for the battle of life, survival. But we don't do that. Attachment, tampering. In nature, if you see, that's why it is unconsciously perfect. Human being consciously imperfect. So the point I'm trying to drive at here is that the moment your awareness increases by viveka, your knowledge increases, the thought flow will become conscious. How does the vasana start? Do you remember? Unconscious thought flow creates vasana. Conscious thought flow doesn't create vasana. Jhayato vishayan pumsaha sangateshu pajayate. Remember that verse 62-63 of chapter 2. From seeing the object, your thoughts run to the object unconsciously. As they run, they become attachment. Sangat sanjayate kama. After that it becomes desire. When it continues to run further. Kama krodhot vijayate. Krodha bhavati sammoha, sammoha smriti pravaha, smriti pravaha, buddhi nasha pravashuti. So is that how does the vasana start? By unconscious thoughts. So what do you have to do? To make it conscious thought flow. So when your intellect is sharpened, soch ke dekhenge na, you will not get caught. That is why I said, if you calculate, like if you read that Times of India article and you calculate and all that, you will not get caught in this samsara unnecessarily. If you don't think you will get it. And majority of the time, we are just signing papers without thinking. You are taking chances. This is what you are doing, right? Why? Vivekananda. Why Vivekananda? Mind is a desire. So first, what you have to do? Goda ko rokna zaruri hai. रोकने के लिए दो चीज करना पड़ेगा, क्या? विड्रॉयल नॉलेज, विड्रॉयल नॉलेज, असंग शास्त्र, असंग शास्त्र, बोथ आर लाइक दैट ग्राइंडर, यू नो. In fact, they had the what do you call the mechanical grinder before, not the electrified ones now. Nowadays you have this motorized. Those days human beings were doing it now. But what do you call that in Hindi?
Chakki.
Chakki. Chakki is the left hand they are doing, and with the right hand they are pushing the atta. Isn't it? Same. Now the grinders are doing the same thing. In the grinder they have one thing which is permanently stuck there. So that is pushing the atta. Inside they have that chakki that is going on rotating. So asanga shastra, asanga shastra, asanga shastra, asanga shastra. I just go like this. Then your intellect becomes sharp. As it becomes sharp, spontaneously you are able to see. Initially you got to pause. Afterwards, spontaneously you are able to say, yeah, this is a method to make me get caught. Main abhi nahi jayenge. Beginning mein immediately you will not know. Because you have jhandis. Therefore you are seeing everything yellow. When slowly, slowly you remove, you are clearly seeing, I am not going to get caught. You see in cricket, they get encouraged, the spinners, they get encouraged when they see the person coming out to hit. Because they know they will trap him, they will trap him. Two, three shots will be sixes, one shot, miscued shot, caught, gone. So they are basically giving you runs to get you out. Always understand, the trap is what? By making you going. And then you are finished. Then they go for the kill. This is not the same thing. Therefore, as you do this, intellect becomes sharp. So this is a very important verse. If you don't follow this, only shastra is there, asanga is not there. Mind will become more and more strong. Instead of intellect, what you have gained? Intelligence. Information. Us information se kisi ko fayda nahi hoga. Are you with me? Let's continue next week.
ॐ शांति 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 कायेन वाचा कायेन वाचा मनसेन्द्रियैर्वा मनसेन्द्रियैर्वा बुद्ध्यात्मना वा बुद्ध्यात्मना वा प्रकृते स्वभावात् प्रकृते स्वभावात् करोमि अद्य सकलं परस्महि सकलं परस्महि नारायणायेति समर्पयामि नारायणायेति समर्पयामि.